two films that opened today may be dismissed by some as chick flicks. Though otherwise dissimilar, both My Life Without Me and Under the Tuscan Sun are directed and written by women and feature strong-willed leading ladies. Our critic, Bob Mondello, does not dismiss them.
In My Life Without Me, Anne lives with her high school sweetheart and their two young daughters in a trailer that's parked in her mother's backyard. The family is struggling financially, but seems happy enough. Then one morning, Anne faints, and the doctor does some tests and finds something.
A tumor in both ovaries. It's reached your stomach, and it's beginning to spread to your liver.
Wow. It's pretty far gone, eh?
And if you were 20 years older, the whole thing would be spreading more slowly, and we could operate on it.
I know. TV movie of the week. But it doesn't play out that way, because Anne, who is a very feet-on-the-ground 23-year-old, makes an unorthodox decision. She does not tell anyone that she has just months to live. Instead, she makes a list of things to do before she dies and starts doing them. Things like saying what she's thinking to her mother, recording greetings for her daughter's birthdays until they're 18, and making love to another man just to see what it's like. Her life does not change all that dramatically, but she does in ways that are affirmative, though arguably her decision to go it alone is cruel to the folks around her. Sarah Polley, who was 18 when she filmed My Life Without Me, is subtle beyond her years and sympathetic, whether speaking her mind or speaking in voiceovers that give you her state of mind as she contemplates things she barely noticed before.
Feeling the water seep through your shirt and getting through to your skin. The feel of the ground growing soft beneath your feet, and the smell, and the sound of the rain hitting the leaves. All the things they talk about in the books that you haven't read. This is you. Who would have guessed it? You.
There are also voiceovers in Under the Tuscan Sun, the story of a somewhat older woman, played by Diane Lane, for whom the body blow is not cancer, but divorce, and for whom the unorthodox decision involves Italian real estate.
I have bought a house in a foreign country. A house and the land it takes two oxen 2 days to plow. Not having a plow or an ox, I'll have to take their word on that. Buyer's remorse is a very common affliction among new homeowners. Just because you have an acid stomach and a sudden urge to weep, that doesn't mean you've made a mistake. Everybody knows old houses have their quirks. Especially 300-year-old houses.
People who have read the Frances Mays memoir, Under the Tuscan Sun, tell me the book is all about the house. The movie is all about an Italian hunk Frances falls for and the other amorous folks who help her with her life and renovations. It's not quite Italian Eye for the divorced gal, but it sometimes seems to want to be, as a pregnant lesbian friend and a Fellini-quoting woman in a big hat and a bunch of Polish construction workers establish that they have boundary issues.
We have nowhere else to go to be together.
What does that make me? Saint Francesca? Patron saint of horny teenagers? Pavel, you were doing it in my bed. I don't even do it in my bed.
Under the Tuscan Sun is a story of personal growth for people who think Enchanted April was really rough. Those with stronger constitutions will likely get more out of the heroine's accelerated growing pains in My Life Without Me. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.